blessings of love and respect we offer to all, in times past and present, who have opened the doors of wisdom, reuniting all beings with their intrinsic purity. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. The recitation of this rosary ever expands the awakening of faith in the three jewels, Bodhi, Dharma, and Sangha. Bodhi Saranam Gacchami, Dutiyampi Tatiyampi Sabaha. I turn to the perfect nature of truth for guidance. Again and yet again may it be so. Dharma Saranam Gacchami, Dutiyampi Tatiyampi Sabaha. I turn to the teachings for guidance. Again and yet again may it be so. Sangham Saranam Gacchami, Dutiyampi Tatiyampi Sabaha. I turn to the holy order for guidance. Again and yet again may it be so. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. Dukkha, the noble truth of suffering. Dukkha Samudaya, the noble truth of the origin of suffering. Dukkha Nirodha, the noble truth of the extinction of suffering. Dukkha Nirodha Gamini Patipada, the noble truth of the path that leads to the extinction of suffering. So long as these four noble truths are not understood, we shall wander in sorrow and ignorance. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. All formations are transient, anicca. All formations are subject to suffering, dukkha. All things are without a self, anatta. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. Namo prajna paramita paridaya, homage to the wisdom in the heart. Form is not different from emptiness. Emptiness is not different from form. This is the teaching of our spiritual ancestors, Gautama Buddha, and all the great teachers who have transmitted the Dharma to this holy day. Blessed is the knowledge of emptiness. Homage to the devotees of this and all paths of self-purification. May all find simplicity, the joyous and practical guide. The Dharma, being the contents of enlightenment, in which there is no bondage and no suffering, offers freedom from the cankers of ignorance and fear. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. Sangha is the holy order of spiritual ancestors, monks, priests, and all those who follow and practice this path. Homage to the Sangha. Homage to all who are approaching this holy path. Homage to all who follow and establish this holy path. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. By compassionate comprehension that dissipates delusion, by compassionate aspiration that harms no one, by compassionate speech that makes for clarity, by compassionate self-discipline that brings no regret, by compassionate livelihood that brings no discredit, by compassionate endeavor that results in goodness, by compassionate mindfulness that proves this path, by compassionate awareness that leads to nirvana. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. With this recitation, I do confirm my acceptance of these three pure precepts. The precept of restraint and religious observances, the precept of obedience to all good laws, the precept to benefit all sentient beings. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. With this recitation, I do confirm my acceptance of these 10 great prohibitive precepts: not to lead a harmful life, nor to encourage others to do so, not to take that which is not given, not to commit or participate in unchaste conduct, not to tell lies nor practice believing the fantasies of authority, not to use intoxicating drinks or narcotics, nor assist others to do so, not to publish other people's faults, not to extol oneself and slander others, not to be avaricious in bestowal of the teachings, not to be angry, not to speak ill of this religion or any other. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself in the practice of loving kindness, in the practice of pure attention, in the practice of ever-expanding faith, in the practice of constant devotion, in the practice of inquiry through correct dhyana. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. Oh, happy blessed day! Oh, happy blessed place! Oh, happy blessed time! Oh, happy blessed path! Oh, happy blessed opportunity! In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. Here, in humble submission, in order to experience this most perfect now, I deeply vow and sacrifice all costs, all tensions, all pressures, and desires. I am born of karma. I am heir to karma. I abide in karma, and I am supported by karma. Whatever I do creates karma, and I shall surely experience this karma. The merit for all good acts I do freely offer to all beings. Dutiyampi tatiyampi sabaham. Again and yet again may it be so. Willingness is the name of the key to the gate of awakening. For even to awaken from deep sleep and face the new day, there must be the willingness to do it. Here in my hand is the opportunity, and the way is clear beyond the gate of thought and desire. There is no self and other, as the awareness of pure, undisturbed consciousness slips into all consciousness. is more important than anything. We will end suffering. If ending suffering is not more important than anything, we will not end suffering. If I am suffering, it is because I am choosing something over ending suffering. We are not here to create and cling to beliefs. We are here to pay attention. We are here to use everything in our experience to see how we cause ourselves to suffer, so we can drop that and end suffering.
I saw this thing that conditioning does, process that conditioning does, which is try to or focus on getting the right feeling.
Focus on getting the right feeling.
Mm-hmm. Doing all the things to get the right feeling in myself, and then looking for external circumstances that are going to get the right feeling.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then if those two things don't work, planning.
Planning for getting the right feeling. Or just planning.
Just planning.
So there's a movement, there's a wanting to get the right feeling, looking to externals to see if that feeling can be created. And if none of that works, there's planning?
Correct. I think
what
that
happens
in my
next?
Entire life. I think in a way it could be an underlying structure of my entire life.
Uh-huh.
And then what happens next is then it starts over again. So then how can I, influence myself, my behavior, activity, focus to create the right feeling?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then thinking about how I can get the right feeling from someone outside as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the right kind of something. They'll give me a certain feeling.
Mm-hmm. Same feeling?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to look and see.
But it's a feeling that's worth going toward. It's a feeling that you're going toward, or some feelings.
I don't know if it's worth going toward, but it's what conditioning is doing.
Okay.
I can't say.
Okay.
It has
okay.
been my whole life, so
yes.
I suspect. But I don't know yet if it's worth it.
Because
I haven't seen it so clearly as this.
Yeah.
Because there's always been content. But if you take away the content, I mean, I know what the content is. I could list it for you.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like the underlying process is more significant.
Yeah, the content is way less important than getting that feeling.
Well, except for that the content does hook me.
Right. Right.
And then planning.
Now, and there's no... The planning... But the planning's not about... making sure you get the feeling. The planning's something else? Not connected to that?
No, I don't know.
So maybe it would be, what is the function of planning in that process?
Mm-hmm. My suspicion is it's just to distract me from it for a while so that then I can go back to it.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll,
it's something to do in the meantime.
Right. Well, it's planning's been a distracting process for a long time. Mm-hmm. Well, forever, but I just didn't know it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I believed it.
Yeah, it seemed as though it was actually taking you somewhere.
Right, right. But it's nothing is accomplished with the planning.
It's simply spinning the wheels on planning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And not being engaged in the getting that feeling, whatever it is.
Well, not being engaged in being right here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've seen something about planning recently,
mm-hmm.
which is that I'm pretty sure it's kind of been a lifelong thing, or it goes way, way back. And so it's something this person does and seems like will do forever, no matter what the circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
So here I am, like, whatever my life is X, and I'm planning for my life to be Y.
Oh.
And then if I actually uh-huh. do something, it's so clear if I make Y happen,
mm-hmm.
I'll be planning when Y is there for Z, like that. And then
yes.
back to
yes.
A again, maybe, or we'll go to 1 or something.
Yeah.
And I did this thing. I was on a little thing I have set up. It was a day to where I was going to give myself a gift. So today, give yourself a gift.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, okay, what am I going to do? So I said, I'm going to give myself the gift of a break, a day of a break from planning.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to give myself the day off.
Mm-hmm.
From plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I was successful for part of the day. And in the success, what I saw is that it's conditioning running a scam,
mm-hmm.
the purpose of which is to pull me out of the moment and
mm-hmm.
make me blind to what I'm, to how fabulous and nothing wrong with and all
yeah.
that stuff.
Yeah.
The present moment and life exactly as it is.
Yeah.
And all stuff like that. And then, so that was interesting. And then it was interesting to see how for the greater part of the day, I actually failed to not plan.
Mm-hmm.
It was like the person just wasn't willing anymore. Like, I mean, it took that big of a thing. Like, I'm going to give myself this gift. I'm
yeah.
really going to do this.
Yeah.
And then it was like that kind of wore off. And then, so there was that it wore off. And then it was also just that it was sneaky. It kept just sneaking in there where, like, this, I guess I just get pulled off. And then, and this thing, you know, like, there'll be something about the carpet. And then, the next thing I know, I'm planning the rug I'm going to have and the house I'm going to have and the, you know, like that.
Uh-huh.
And it's just
so
like,
not just planning what I'm going to do tomorrow, it's planning the next life.
Yeah, exactly.
In a sense.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just like where I kind of saw it is that on the one hand, here was this ability to cut it out because it's actually not me. And then on the other hand, here's this person who's struggling with this thing that it's like, it's an example of one of a zillion things that conditioning has going, that it's like, this person is so clearly a victim of.
Mm.
And so how can I, like,
mm-hmm.
it seems like the only thing to do, the only answer is to make the cut between me and these conditioned processes permanent. Because in the moment where there's a cut, that is a moment of freedom.
Just as you had that day, you gave yourself the gift.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And in the moment in which there's the connection again, there's the conditioning has access, it's a moment of suffering. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm looking at kind of like a step, from a step back and looking at this person who experienced this day in which he, okay, here he is succeeding, and here he is failing.
Which are interesting terms to be using mm-hmm. in that. Mm-hmm. It's as though it were one person, and I'm a little suspicious that there's not just one person there. Mm-hmm. But it gets put in terms of success and failure.
Right. Uh-huh. Okay, can you say more?
Well, it was sounding so much like there's a planner mm-hmm. who occupies Michael's life a lot. Mm-hmm. And Michael realizes there's more to life than planning, and so he makes a little arrangement to have the planner take a vacation.
Yeah.
But the planner's not terribly... And then you have these insights and really see what it is you're missing when the planner has moved in.
Right.
And then after you've seen those, lo and behold, the planner moves in.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't think that it's that I want to get rid of the planner,
mm-hmm.
or even that. I mean, I use the term succeeding and failing.
Mm-hmm.
And what I guess what those terms describe the state of freedom and the state of
yeah.
suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, and I'm looking at it in a way of, it's really interesting and kind of perplexing.
Yeah.
Because how does that happen? Like what? I keep coming back to in what the belief, we're addicted to that which we can't control.
Mm-hmm.
That means it's an addiction. And it's like, okay, this person's addicted. There's, you know, something like that is going on. It's on a level where
yeah.
He can't actually make the change. And yet what I'm seeing is that the change is what is a requirement for this person's freedom.
Yeah, and it seems as though what's allowing you to see all this is that you were able to make the change.
Yeah, and that's the other
element
of it.
You cut in there and had whatever
yeah.
period of time you had
yeah.
before the habit
right.
kicked in again.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, so that is the other kind of, to me, other interesting element of it. I there's an addiction, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I can't make the change, and yet I did.
That's that's why I'm still sort of leery of the success failure can't, because it seems like it gets kind of solidified into what's possible,
mm-hmm.
and it misses what's possible.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like, I suspect that most of us have something or series of things that we habitually get pulled away by. We get pulled away from the moment to go to whatever our specific little thought habit is, or collection of thought habits.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like for you, one is planning, a big one is planning.
Yeah.
And that you were really successful in giving yourself that gift and allowing yourself to see what you have seen so far. about that particular thought habit.
Yeah, that's true. So what occurs to me is to do it again. You know, try it again.
Mm-hmm.
And try it with other things.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of, it can be just a little experiment.
Yeah, and the place you're looking is fascinating in terms of, okay, how is it that I can do it at all?
Right.
And then what is it that pulls me out of the moment that I've chosen to be in?
Yeah.
How does it keep doing that?
Yeah, it really does. I mean, I have a little answer, which mm-hmm. is that it seems like, it's kind of like there, in a way, there was a different person there.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of seemed like grace, but it's just like the person later on didn't seem willing. It was seemed more important to plan.
Yeah.
In this amazing way.
Yeah, it's
you know, he wanted to plan, and it's like a safety thing. It's like mm-hmm. that's safe, it's familiar,
comfort,
and it was something enabled him to push through that, to yes. pierce through that. And it seems like that's what's required.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's what the practice is.
Mm-hmm. You know, and as you were doing it, I don't know if you're recording, but I would suspect that recording might be a really helpful sidekick to watching this process.
Mm-hmm.
Things like talking out all the plans.
Yeah, that's good.
Here I, oh, look at this carpet. I think that when I have that.
Yeah, this will work well.
Sort of to catch it in you know, really, whatever you call, stark relief.
Yeah.
From your walking around doing whatever you're doing when the carpet conversation starts. Yeah, it's like great experiment.
I started looking at, like, this ditto of what both people just said. And I have been looking at it in the context of addiction since we've had that conversation a few weeks ago. So the thing that I chose to give up for Lent, Lent started on Wednesday, was anger. Anger and criticism, usually it's sweets, you know, but this year I thought I'd try.
Anger and criticism.
Anger and criticism. And so the things I've been using is similar to an alcoholic who faces the drink and says, I'm not going to do it anymore, mm-hmm. because every time I do it, it doesn't work, mm-hmm. so I'm just going to go down a different road. The alcoholics I talk to say that, you know, it has to get really, really, really bad.
Mm-hmm. Got to hit bottom.
Got to hit bottom.
Yeah.
And so I think I did with anger. You know, mm-hmm. it's that egocentric karmic conditioned process that I'm not going to take the drink anymore. And I'm compelled to do it.
Yeah, I know how bad it makes me feel.
I know how bad it makes me feel. But that's the good thing, because what I notice is I really do know how good it makes mm-hmm. me feel. So the willingness, I think they said, you know, 12-step programs, the willingness to go to any lengths is now inside of me.
Uh-huh.
And so, and I really like, you know, I'm really using like the 12-step thing, one day at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Just for today, mm-hmm. I'm not going to be angry.
Just for this moment.
Just
whatever.
For this moment.
Mm-hmm.
So when anger steps in and says, yeah. you really need to be angry about this,
mm-hmm.
Or you need to complain about this, I could say, well, just for today, I've decided not to do that process.
Yes. Yeah.
Not forever, because who knows, I could die like in 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
But just for right now, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And for me, it does feel like grace. You know, see, I have that thing of I supply the willingness, God supplies the power, that God thing. But I do think that that's what steps in for me, that which is bigger than my ego.
Mm-hmm. You call upon it.
I call upon it. Mm-hmm. I do, because mm-hmm. I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
What I yes. does is anger.
Mm-hmm.
What I does is complain.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's only been like 5 days.
It's a long time.
It's kind of a long time. And I am telling you, and there's an I can't, you know, that's a big one for me that I didn't know was there. And then I came to the monastery and I, you know, I can't. And I get the note, go chainsaw. I can't. Well, too bad.
Surprise.
Surprise. Go chainsaw. You know, that's the... So I know I can't is pretty familiar. And so... But that's what comes in. You know, I can't. I can't. Well, you're right. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't. Yeah. So let's call
on
that which
can. I'm powerless
in
this situation.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like what my head does, what my conditioned mind does, is it goes to anger. It goes to criticizing. So what I've noticed, though, and I'm looking really closely. So for a long time, the way ego would get me with indulging in anger and criticism for my whole life, let's say, I need to listen to myself. I need to be with it. I need to, and then it would quote, you know, there's nothing wrong with you. You know, you just need to stare it down one more time. Take that, just indulge, you know, it would say,
yeah.
And then it would translate it, and it's okay to be a little angry.
Uh-huh.
It's okay to have a little drink, a little whatever.
Yes.
A little meth. A big one out there right now, right? So, so
calling on your willfulness.
Yes.
Yeah.
Calling back on I's will, yeah. I's power.
Yeah.
Egocentric car. I can do it.
I can tough it out.
You know, white knuckling it, right? Mm-hmm. Which we know doesn't work. We just know. We all know it. So anyway, so now what I'd like help with seeing is that underneath it, what has happened is there's this little person, and I'm not sure, you know, I can see how, like, karma conditioning can come in and like take her over and begin to use her as well. So what she says is, instead of getting angry, so she can't get angry, she wishes it was different. Now she says it, the sensation in the body is like, it's just like, I mean, I can only do it. Sorry, I can't really articulate the words, but it's almost like, well, if I can't get angry, if I can't get angry, then there's nothing I can do to change the external.
Helplessness.
And despair.
And despair
and
victimized.
Victim.
Serious
victim.
Victim.
Serious victim. And so what I've just been doing, because it's all new, because I haven't been indulging in anger, at first there was some freedom and like a lightness in my steps at first, you know, with the pink cloud or whatever that can happen when you quit these things. Short pink cloud. Now there's like you mean I'm going to have to be the one who does everything cheerfully for the freaking rest of my life? Anger, you know, it's just like that. Complaining again. Mm-hmm. But except that, I just said that. That's not really where it's been.
Mm-hmm.
It's been more in me.
Yeah.
And so a piece that I saw of it, so when someone was talking earlier, a piece I did see about it was that there is a sensation that somebody wants produced in the body. So
that's created by the anger.
Well, not so much, actually. There's a willingness to let go of the anger because the belief was then it'll feel a certain way.
Going for that feeling.
Yes, I was. Yeah. I was going for that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of breathing into whatever feeling happens to arise, there wasn't that. There was a resistance to, oh, wait a minute, I didn't think that would be there. I thought something else would be there.
And do you know what the something else is that you thought would be there?
Oh,
or she thought, I'm not sure.
Joy.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what she was hoping.
Mm-hmm.
Ease.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That was it.
And when she recognizes that's missing, she's actually experienced it, hasn't she?
The joy?
Mm-hmm.
You mean in her life?
In that moment.
Possibly, but I don't see it then.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that.
Mm-hmm.
But possibly, because... it could be. Because if there was right before sort of going into the victim part of it, or the despair part, there was a brief openness, and then, mm-hmm. The quality of the sensation was turned into, somebody believed it was anxiety or fear. Oh. So it was interpreted that way.
Interesting, yeah, yeah. And what is that part who gets angry? What does she get out of that? That she's not getting now.
Oh. Well, you know what, I'm going to just say, I don't know. I mean, I would say, because I think it was a habit for so long and it quit working.
It quit working.
Yeah, so I think with that, it's really pretty clear to me, gosh, she just nothing. Anymore, nothing. Mm-hmm. You know, like with, I'll just use drinking because that's all my money was. So drinking, first it's fun, and then it's fun with problems, and then it's just problems, and mm-hmm. that's when we're willing to. So it feels like that's where I got to with anger. But it's just problems. There's nothing, yeah. There's no sort
what
of.
What was fun thing. About it back when it was fun?
Probably the powerful. Okay. Probably the okay. loud
uh-huh.
of it.
Uh-huh.
The. Ah!
Yeah. So does she get to be loud?
Yeah, I can still be loud.
Okay.
Just not that anger, resentment, everything's bad.
Yeah.
Complaining yeah. quality of anger.
Yeah, because it's real sensitive. It's loud as fun.
Yeah, loud as fun.
But anger is
still
not
loud.
Fun.
No, yeah. It's anger and critical is just, it has a different quality to it. To
yeah.
me. It really seems to take me away from what is so.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, stomping my feet and moving energy and bah, doesn't seem to take me away from what is so mm-hmm. much.
And could she do that on the stand?
Like, could I do that daily or something?
Or when the anger's there?
It's tricky. It's almost like taking a drink. You know, it's hard. It's hard for me to distinguish
yeah.
the...
Yeah.
It's almost like I'm not sure. You know, somebody, mm-hmm. like somebody was talking, it was so helpful, about the smoking a few weeks ago. I can't remember how it was said, but it really does feel like it's more that it's an addiction. That mm-hmm. if I entertain mm-hmm.
yes.
the,
yeah.
that it sucks me back in pretty quick, and before mm-hmm. I know it, I'm believing that. It's mm-hmm. more like...
So really needing to keep a lot of yeah, distance so, between you and
yeah,
her.
It's more like, what could I do physical or, mm-hmm. you know, like, I remember years ago, gosh, I got on my first retreat, and I go back, and I am flipping out the energy, and I call, and I'm like, I need help here. I don't know you guys at all. Jill calls back, and she says, what's going on? I'm home from my retreat, and I'm a crazy person. She told me to get a pencil and go outside and, you know, pound in the dirt, kind of. Mm-hmm. Or if I was in my office and it arose, that, just it. So it really feels more like energy. Anger feels a little different to me. It feels
yeah.
like ego comes in and takes it, and now there's dissatisfaction, and if they
it makes you become that person that really leads you into suffering.
Yeah, really leads
you
into suffering. I just
yeah.
for Lent, I'm going to practice with not. We're trying to make a different choice.
Yeah, yeah.
And just see, and just play with it. I mean, who knows, mm-hmm. maybe when it's over, I'll see mm-hmm. that there is a good way to hold that or work with that in a way. But for right now, I'm pretty committed.
Yeah, and I'm continuing to wonder what the person is missing when the anger isn't allowed to be indulged.
Well, that's the point. I don't think there's anything. I don't think she's missing anything. I think uh-huh. I've been indulging anger for nothing. I think it's just been something that takes me out of
yeah.
the moment.
Got it.
I'm not sure, but I think that's what it turned into in my life.
Yeah.
I think there was
yeah.
a young, I didn't really get angry. I went through this period of, you know, self looking within, and oh, I should be, blah, you know.
Mm.
And then I think it became a habit that ego took over
mm-hmm.
for
mm-hmm.
its own use.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure.
But what you're seeing is you're on day 5.
Yeah. And it's being helpful because since I'm not going to what I'm used to going to, I'm seeing these other things underneath and
yeah.
also seeing how ego is trying to come in and tell me the things I'm seeing aren't really what I was hoping to see.
Hmm.
And don't just be with that, you know, go again to the next thing, which is what I would do, which is figure it out and try and control yeah. it and try to make it feel better and brush mm-hmm. it aside. And
it almost takes you to something's wrong.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There you are, yes. having some freedom.
That's who's looking
and
at
this is what's wrong now.
Yeah, the perspective is, well, there's the criticalness, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Somebody's, the critical person is coming in and looking again.
This is not
wrong.
The way I expected it to be. What yeah. do I need to do?
And that's
right there, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So to let go of that as well and say, well, let's just see. Mm-hmm. It's really there mm-hmm. when I'm not looking for those from those two perspectives.
Yeah.
So playing with it though, because the key is what's really been helpful is the commitment.
Yes. And how many days is one?
Is it 40? It's 40 days. Yeah, 40 days. One day at a time, though. Yeah, I really one look, and I'm getting up and reminding myself. I have it written down because what ego always does to me is I forget.
Yeah.
So I have my
issue. Yeah.
You know, I have my little thing. I get up and I sit and I read these two little books and I do a little gratitude list and then I get on my knees and say my prayers or my whole Zen Christian thing. And then if I don't write it down, my recording, listening, and then if I don't write it down and have it on my list, boom, I'm into my day.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing, isn't it?
My
the strength of
my
it.
Main sort commitment. Of like
yeah.
Yeah. It's yeah. like, sort of like.
Just the strength of that planner. Who comes
yeah,
in
right. I can totally that. Relate to that. Mm-hmm. Totally relate to that. Yeah. So, anyway.
Very exciting.
Thank you.
I think Amy had her hand up in the committee.
I've been looking at the lack of a continuous self or a continuous I.
Lack of a continuous self or I.
Mm-hmm. And sub-personalities and also just the experience of feeling I guess like a transformation taking place. So I've just been having the experience of a lot of feeling like a different person, like frequently, like on a daily basis. Like, mm-hmm. like I don't feel like I'm the person I was yesterday or the day before that.
Yeah, that lack of a continuous. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Different parts are present at different times, but it also feels like a changing at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, transformation.
Yeah.
So sometimes it sounds like it feels like identities mm-hmm. in a way, and at the same time it feels like there's not a consistent someone from day to day to day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where I'll have the experience of maybe doing the same things or
same job today, mm-hmm. yeah,
or even doing the same behaviors, the same responses, or but feeling yeah. different within.
Mm-hmm. So maybe the same kinds of reactions that have always been there, but a different feeling as you, sounds like, see them happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So looking at sort of almost questioning or seeing that the idea of a continuous sense of self, something's different in what you're experiencing recently. And you might see yourself doing the same behaviors that you've been doing, and there's a different feeling as you go through your day.
I've been listening to some of my earlier recordings,
mm-hmm.
Which I hadn't for a while. They hadn't voice cycled through in a while, and just having the experience of that was a completely different person.
Yeah, you recognize her. It sounds like, but it's not. You're not that.
I'm not sure what to say about that. That's okay.
I think I have someone here right now who wishes she hadn't put her hands up.
Wishes she hadn't put her hands up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I when Susan was talking, I have a karmic pattern that I've agreed to take on this year, mm-hmm. and it actually came up during the New Year's retreat, and the mentor was the one who said, you know, this is the year to see through this one.
Yeah,
but we don't need to carry this one around one more year.
Mm-hmm. One of those same kinds of things. It's called suffering, more suffering, more suffering.
Right.
Maybe I'm done with this.
Right. And I really see now that she brought it up in the sense of this is really here for healing, for whatever it is that needs to be healed.
Yes.
And I'm aware that I have someone else in me who is participating simply because she wants it to go away, which is not the same thing. Yeah, and so there, I think there's a little tension around that, you know, because, you know, there's so much I've seen about it. I mean, there's just, it feels almost like, you know, what more is there to see from this, to learn from this, and so if there's that much that's been revealed, why is it still, you know?
That's the one who wants to get rid of it.
Why is it still here? You know, why is it a daily experience?
And it doesn't sound like she's asking out of curiosity.
No. No. Curiosity is not what she's asking. It's make this stop.
Because?
Because it's such a huge source of suffering. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are physical sensations. It's a true source of misery.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I do have to say that the most success that I've had with it lately is when I just accept that this happens.
Yeah, move away from the one who says we've got to get rid of this into sounds like somebody who says, okay.
Right, this is what we have.
This is what we got.
This is what we have, and we really need to be
it
very
seems to still be here.
Kind to this person who has this going on. And, and I think, you know, part of the, when it was mentioned earlier about being willing to do whatever it takes, you know, go whatever distance, you know, I think there's, not everyone has gotten, you know, there's someone who's gotten to that point, but not everyone has gotten to that point. And I think that this particular process goes on in order to hide another one underneath it that we're told is even more painful.
Oh.
And I don't think it is.
Well, usually what we're told is kind of the polar opposite.
Right, exactly.
What is so.
Exactly. But I think there's enough parts that are still believing it.
So if we look too deeply, we're going to be in...
It'll be worse than...
Deep suffering.
Yeah.
Just yeah. Instead of, if we look a little deeper, we might get out of suffering.
We might get out of suffering.
Yeah. So who benefits? Does anybody benefit from this process? That seems like a strange word to use, but...
You know, I've looked at that, as far as I've come up with so far, is the only person who benefits is conditioning, because it's its biggest tool in getting my attention.
It works. It gets your attention.
It works. It's uh-huh. Charlie Brown and the football. It works every single time.
Yeah.
So as far as I can tell, no little part of me benefits from this.
Mm-hmm.
But I think conditioning benefits hugely because it can get me like that.
Because it gets your attention.
Yeah.
It knows it can help you with that one.
Yeah. I mean, in a way, it's almost the only thing it can still do that with. I mean, the other things...
So the stakes are really big.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. The other things that I still occasionally get hooked with, there's so much smaller and milder that they don't last very long. Mm-hmm. This one can still, you know, ruin a whole day, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I think that's
it's really benefit. Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
That it can do that.
Mm-hmm. It really is. It really is, and it's it's telling me lies, and I know it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it's like for Pete's sakes. It gets me with lies that I know are lies.
Right, so it's also getting somebody who is really vulnerable to that.
Yeah.
So where's the next place to look? What do you suspect?
Well, I don't know what's coming up is the next thing is just simply, I have a whole list of things that the mentor suggested as things to do when this comes up.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, I barely do them.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
Yeah, and it's because someone feels that the grip that I'm in when this happens is so huge that nothing else occurs to me. But I don't think that's true, because I know the list. I could recite it to you right now.
Uh-huh.
It's on my recorder. It's written down. It's in my head.
Uh-huh.
So I think what's next is just to do it. You know, I think it's like not lighting the cigarette. You know, I mean, I think it's just, okay, maybe it's just time to say no.
Yes.
We're not doing that anymore.
Yeah, because it's sort of like there's somebody that they're saying, well, just this one more time.
Just this one more time. It is. That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Just this one more time.
It's
then,
like the,
then
you
we
know,
will.
Just
right.
A little angry.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And.
Gosh, it's fascinating.
Yeah. And there isn't. One more time. I mean, I could write the script for one more time.
Yeah.
I don't need to do it one more time.
Yeah. And what would it be like to know that I'm going to that list and go to that list and have the experience of the feelings that arise when that the grip story is seen through.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to do that.
And report back.
I'll report back.
I've been watching a process that kind of like that robs the quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of, it kind of goes like this, that that I have kind of like the two sets of responsibilities, one for supporting my life outside of being at the monastery, and one my work life at the monastery.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of, it seems like and because after work, then I go to groups and classes and things. So it's like the first part of the week is just really full. And so the things that I need to do, kind of, I have this list that gets made. As the week goes on, I put this aside. Oh, I've got to put that on the list to do later.
Mm-hmm.
This, okay, and it gets, I get this list. And so then come Friday morning, I'm like a racehorse in the gates, you know.
Okay, got my list.
I got my list, mm-hmm. and all of these things, you know, some of them have deadlines, you know, taxes, sign up for Social Security, all these kinds of things that are, you know, seem
important. Kind of important deadlines.
Kind of important things. Mm-hmm. And so then, you know, here she is at the starting gate, and there's like this... And somebody described it in the reflective listening call yesterday so well that I was just like, it really helped me to see this really more, even more clearly than I had been seeing it. That then there's kind of like, the whole time I'm doing these things and I have this list, there's kind of like this underlying anxiety
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
the whole time, you yeah. know. So Friday I get up and I do a few mm-hmm. things, and then I have this really nice, fun thing to go and do, and then on the way home, something happens with the car, takes the whole afternoon to deal with this car thing. So then all of those things that I was going to yeah. do on Friday are not done.
Yeah.
And so then I get up on Saturday, and I'm like, you know, now, you know, and plus all the calls I was going to make on Friday, the offices are closed, so I'm not going to, I'm going to have to wait till next Friday. And that's not going to work because something else is scheduled, you know. So it's like that, and that's
yeah,
yeah. So
it's called stress.
It's called making your own stress. So what I did was, when I saw that was happening, and after that call, and it got really clear, I already had done it before the call. I got up on Saturday morning, and I did something that wasn't even on the list, but mm-hmm. that in the moment I saw this really needs to be done. It mm-hmm. has been, I haven't done this forever, and it needs to be done, and so I did it.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it with gentleness and kindness, which mm-hmm. is my mantra, and mm-hmm. felt so nice about it. And then I went over to the area I have where I can do yoga and sit. And I did some exercises that I have committed to do that seem to keep always getting on the bottom of the list.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then I meditated. And then I went up and attended this call. And that was my whole morning. It was like nourishing things.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
done with kindness and gentleness.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. still, half the day's gone and I haven't gotten to the list yet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
You know, I could feel that energy yeah. behind there. But I'm seeing that... I'm seeing it yeah. as something that somebody believes is really true, that I have these things and I have to do them in a certain time because then this other part of my life starts and I can't do that part.
Yeah,
yeah, so...
And it sounds like you're describing
exactly
very much that same addiction.
Addiction,
energy.
Yeah. It's an addiction to a process that... it seems really, really true.
Mm-hmm.
These things are important. I need to do them, but the way that they get done is with this low-lying anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's this person that's always racing and never getting, you know, like the whatever it is that chases the carrot, you know, around. Oh, the greyhound has something they're chasing.
Mm-hmm.
They never get it. They just run.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like that's. It's the same kind of thing of
yeah.
the process is there just to make the person unhappy and keep the person
yeah.
in conditioning.
In suffering.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so what happened that you were able Saturday morning to get up without the same thing that you've been describing for all your Friday mornings and actually take time for camera?
Yeah, I don't know, especially after that whole car thing, which, you know, somebody blew up into a major... potentially financial and disaster, and I don't think it's going to be that. But maybe, you know, part of what is helping me see this is that there is something happening in the world right now that is just so catastrophically
mm-hmm.
enormous that it's pretty much in my mind just the one thing after another of it. It's so inconceivable that I was driving down Jenswald yesterday. The sun is out. The trees are beautiful. Everything's green, and I'm thinking, oh my God, you know, look where I am, and look what could be happening. Mm-hmm. This other thing.
Sort of how lucky I am.
And how can I be anxious and not enjoying this? Because I have no control. Mm-hmm. That other thing could be happening here any mm-hmm. second, and you know the well. Anyway, never mind mm-hmm. That. But and I just had this enormous.
Got things in perspective.
Yes, kind of just yeah. Okay. Now that was actually after I already did that, but I think that was part of what was operating. I think that was mm-hmm. like the conscious awareness of what was underneath the yeah. shift in priorities on Saturday morning. It's yeah. just the enormity of this, the possibilities of what can happen and how absolutely no control we have over anything at any moment. Mm-hmm. And
this is the only life we've got.
It's the only life we've got, mm-hmm. and it's
yeah.
to be here and enjoy it and appreciate it. And I mean, you know, there's just so many yeah. gifts and riches and blessings that to be panting my way through life thinking I have to get to something.
Yeah, making up problems.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, when we could have real problems and we don't.
Yeah, and it's like
real problems.
Yeah, it's like I could certainly relate to the addiction to anger, that too. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's that same kind of thing where there's a system that's in place and there are beliefs behind it or something and it feels real and it's
yeah,
it's just a whole program
yeah.
to keep an individual separate from the gifts and blessings of just being here and mm-hmm. living a life and not being an anybody.
Yeah,
just being
non-suffering.
Being a person who's in the flow of the beautiful energy of life.
Yeah, including cars that don't do what we wish they were.
Or people that make errors while they're driving them that cause the cars.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes, those kinds of things.
Those kinds of things, yeah.
This is so interesting, this discussion. So when I was looking at for myself with several addictive processes I have, what was just coming up for me is feels like for me there's a huge difference between having an intention and having an I who takes on a project.
Mm.
And it feels like if I have an I who turns, like addressing one of those addictive processes, into a project,
yes,
that's where I get into success and failure. And for me,
because your whatever is riding on it.
Yeah, I mean either I am going to be successful or I am not going to be
mm-hmm.
successful.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, what I was just saying is I think the success or failure thing serves the same function as shame, which is to really lock in place the thing I'm addressing.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
because mm-hmm. it puts me in a kind of relationship with it, where I'm continually measuring myself in terms of it.
Yes. So there's a constant assessment
yeah.
on where I am on the scale, but the scale essentially is all about me.
Yes, and it goes on forever.
Yes.
And so what's been so helpful in listening to the discussion is that if I think this is true in my experience, if I can just have an intention to see
mm-hmm.
through something or...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To begin to move in another direction or to respond differently
mm-hmm.
and just note, oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see that, or oh, I mm-hmm. that didn't work that time, or oh, here I am again, and not get caught in the success-failure thing,
mm-hmm.
it feels like within that there's room for movement.
Yes. Yeah. I'm thinking that Edison quote that's been...
Yeah, a thousand ways it doesn't work.
Yeah. It's not about nonsense. It's nonsense. We haven't failed.
Yeah.
We've just learned more.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's reminded me of our discussion on, I guess maybe it was Thursday night, where what I was talking about anyway was getting it that that practice is just practice, and we just keep practicing.
Yes, we're not trying to get it.
And that there aren't actually successes and failures related to it. Mm-hmm. And that actually, so far as I can see, it feels like practice is in part practicing stepping outside of the conditioned model, which is a model of success and failure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it feels like practice is inviting me to see that that's a conditioned model.
Mm-hmm. Inviting us to see whatever
see,
we
period.
Can see.
Yeah.
Without the assessment.
Yeah, and with being just incredibly kind and patient, because all my training and all my conditioning is around being successful or not being successful, being approved of, not being approved of,
yeah.
And all of that involves. Some kind of concrete assessment of this is where you are now. This is where I am now.
And a duality. It has to be a duality, yes.
Yeah, in fact, for me, it's so strong that I'm a failure if I'm not overtly successful. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I am not approved of if I'm not actively being approved of.
Yes,
that's how strong
and that
I'm
needs well. To be continuous.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, I don't even have to be unapproved of. I just have to... I mean, I don't have to be disapproved of. I just have to be unapproved of to not be approved of. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So that
if nobody says great job.
Exactly.
It's
exactly.
Not that great a job.
That's right. How did I end up working with this community? I don't know. But anyway, where nobody says great job. But I think that's why, actually. I think it's some inner wisdom that said, this is where you need to be.
Yeah.
But so what feels like for me is that, for me, that any time I get into that kind of assessment, about how I'm doing,
mm-hmm.
I'm actually in the larger addiction.
Mm-hmm. Of knowing.
That's right. So mm-hmm. if I'm assessing how I'm doing with this addictive pattern,
yes,
and I'm assessing it in terms of success or failure, or for me, I'm in the next level of conditioning.
Yeah,
kind of
and you have
place.
To be thinking to do that. So you have to be away from the experience in the moment.
And I have to be separate from myself to do that. I have mm-hmm. to be stepping into that judge role. Who knows? Yeah, it's that knowing. And if I can somehow let that go, if I can just see, oh yeah, that happened. Oh yeah, that's what happens. Oh yeah, that came up. Oh yeah,
uh-huh.
Did it again.
Yeah.
Here I am again. That it feels like that's a place where there's room that mm-hmm. the success failure system doesn't provide for me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just really grateful for this discussion because this is all feels like it's getting clarified for me in a way.
Yeah, it's neat how universal. Well, neat. I don't know, but it's so universal that we can all learn from everything everybody experiences and practicing. But.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, that's just written much what I was going to say. anything that has been said today has just gone right in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to report on keeping my commitments to myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's very much a success fail thing. I just was seeing that.
Uh-huh.
I have a number of commitments. The one most focused on is losing weight. And that stalled out for about a week.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been failing for a week.
Mm.
This morning I had a pleasant surprise on the scale. So there is energy to succeed again.
Ah, yeah.
So it's just very helpful to see
yeah.
that I can really get caught in that. That mm-hmm. it the content switches from keeping my commitments to myself
mm-hmm.
to if I lose weight, I am successful. If I don't, yeah. I fail.
Yeah. Because I just saw as you were saying that, what would it be like if just taking on something like that is successful?
Yeah, that's great.
That whatever happens yeah. within it is successful.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yes. Yes, I can feel an all rightness with the stalling out.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that, you know, so much of what seems so to me when I look, it's that energy moves, first there's movement,
mm-hmm.
you know, we suffer because we claim,
mm-hmm.
I want things to either be, stay the same, or I resist having them be the same,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's all a matter of clinging, pushing away, and you know, and then that's kind of the macro process, I think. Mm-hmm. And I get all involved in the micro process.
And it's a gesture of sort of yes. narrowing it all down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then that's who I am, and that's what's important, and
yeah.
that's success and failure, and this is what needs to be different.
Yeah. And who cannot feel anxious within that?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just with the... the gripping.
Yeah. And then yeah, the anxiety of failure and all mm-hmm. of that comes in, and my karmic predisposition to just flatline mm. kicks in, and you know, withdraw and just kinda go and the hurt.
Yeah.
Just kicks in. And
yeah.
And I'm really lost. I'm really identified in that little tiny place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and believing all the yeah. All the negative stories.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then taking refuge in Sangha and Bodhi and Dharma helps that expansion again.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah, we're all struggling with exactly the same thing in a way.
So I remain grateful.
Thank you all.